Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're mad today. Mad about the College Football Playoff Committee. Mad about the rankings. Mad about the inconsistencies. Mad that, Pearl, we have to be locked in every Tuesday night to watch this farcical show where whoever has to stand up there. It was one guy last week. It's a new guy this week. They all say nonsense. And I never thought I'd find myself in this position, which is standing for Alabama. But I think they got absolutely hosed here, dropping 6 spots after a 2-point loss to Oklahoma. Craziness to me. And Notre Dame being ranked 9th has basically got all of our blood boiling today.
Well, no, I mean, I don't even think you have to watch anymore because you know there's just zero chance Notre Dame will not be in this playoff. So what's the drama? I mean, just figure out a way to get Notre Dame in and then let the rest figure itself out. And I'm sorry, that means Miami's out. It does not matter at all if Miami beat them. So head-to-head, useless. There's no reason to even do head-to-head.
It's crazy. And what Perloff said at the beginning of the show is true. You're not going to get teams scheduling good games in September. Like, that is so over. So basically, the NFL can just take over your television for the entire first month of the season, and you can tune in on college football in October.
Well, I mean, NFL will take over your television anyway.
You know what I mean.
But they are different days.
Meanwhile, for now, the NFL plays every day of the week. You don't think they're coming for Saturdays? They came for Christmas.
They don't compete, to be clear. They amplify. So the more people watch on Saturday, more people watch on Sunday, and vice versa. So that, but September is going to suck. You're absolutely right.
And it's the best month of the year, one of the best months of the year for sports. So that's a shame. Okay, so college football playoff rankings, we'll get back to those in a little bit because we got other gripes, believe it or not. Our great debate today, which we do every Wednesday, who's the coolest athlete ever? All of our choices came from 30 years ago. Not sure why that is, although we thought of a new one that we had not mentioned yet. No one had Odell Beckham Jr., coolest athlete ever. Now, the end of the career, Pearl, has gone a little sideways, but this is a good segue to bring in our guest for today, Matt Moscona, who covers everything LSU. Locked On Tigers podcast is an absolute must listen. He's got all the good information about everything that's been happening with the football program over the last couple of weeks. Matt, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so we told you we'd be calling you soon. So we have someone up on the call screen, or Pistol Pete Maravich, and I'll say versus Odell Beckham Jr. Who was the cooler LSU product? Or Joe Burrow, if you want to put Joe in there.
Well, if you were looking for someone more recent, Joey B, if you ever have an inkling, go look at the hat that Joe Burrow had in the post game when LSU won the national championship. Suffice to say, I cannot say it here on live radio, but Joe had so much swag. But Pistol Pete, floppy socks, the hair. I mean, he invented the behind the back pass. Go listen to the old heads talk about what it was like playing against Pistol Pete. I mean, if there's one athlete that I never got to see my entire life, that if you told me I could go back in time, watch any athlete play, it would be Pistol Pete.
Well, you know, LSU's got a... We also Shaq, Angel Reese. There's a lot of LSU. Is it the coolest college in the world?
The brand is pretty incredible right now, Perloff. I mean, remember Paul Skeens just won the Cy Young. He's dating Livy Dunn, who was the biggest name in NIL. I mean, no, LSU's brand in the last, certainly the last decade, decade and a half is absolutely incredible.
And no one's got more drip than Ed O. gets us some football here with Matt Moscona. Locked On Tigers, must listen.
Okay, go Tigers.
So the last time we talked to you, Brian Kelly had been fired, but Scott Woodward, the athletic director, had not been fired yet. The governor of Louisiana basically wrote his pink slip in a press conference, and now you're looking for a new coach. Lane Kiffin's family reportedly was in Baton Rouge this week. But first off, Matt, how would you describe the vibes now around the football program?
It's settled since the last time we spoke. You got to keep in mind that was as tumultuous a week. This is my 19th season covering LSU football. That was as tumultuous a week as I can ever remember. And that's saying something for here, because we're pretty good at messing things up down here. You know, starting with the very surprise firing of Brian Kelly, and then the governor interjecting himself the way he did, and then the AD being out, and then an interim AD, and something I don't even know if we talked about at the time was there was an interim university president. So you basically had a leaderless army. You know, there was no university president, no athletic director, no football coach. So it's hard to conduct a search for a football coach when you don't have any leadership in place. So that's settled a bit how it's all gone. The vibes right now, I think, are high if LSU lands Lane Kiffin. I think that has injected a lot of life into this fan base about the possibility of that happening, which you mentioned Lane's family. You know, we reported that story Monday. It was Lane's wife, ex-wife Layla, Chris Kiffin's wife Angela, and two of Chris and Angela's children that flew to Baton Rouge Monday and were here for about 6 hours touring the city. So that's I don't think you put your family on a plane to go check out a city if you're just posturing. I think that interest is very real and sincere on both sides.
How would a competition between LSU and Florida look like? Would it come down to money or geography? Like, what do you think would ultimately happen between those two schools if they're both after Lane Kiffin?
Sure. So I think if it's Ole Miss, Florida, or LSU, money isn't going to be the deciding factor. That's to say, Lane is going to become the highest paid coach in college football, no matter which he chooses. And he has three really good options. He could stay at Ole Miss, or he could pick two really good SEC schools that are courting him. There's a report that Kirby Smart makes $13.3 million a year. He's the highest paid coach in the country. There's a report out there that Ole Miss has had an offer of $13.5 on the table for Lane. So I've been told LSU would go as high as 15, 16 if they needed to. So this just isn't going to be a thing where it's about price. There's been some talk about Layla Kiffin being a Florida alum. Her dad, John Reeves, played football at Florida. What I was told during her visit this week was that apparently isn't as big of a deal as some may think it is. I think it's more that Florida was in this sweepstakes earlier than LSU. So, you know, over the last month, I think Lane's representation was pretty far down the road with Florida. And then the surprising part is the LSU fired Brian Kelly, which nobody saw coming. And then when LSU interjected themselves in this race, it gave Kiffin something more to think of. If you're just looking at success, NFL talent, only Power Five in a talent-rich state, the fact that you know, three coaches before Brian Kelly won national championships, and two of them were Ed Orgeron and Les Miles. I think Lane Kiffin realizes the resources at LSU are probably better than they are at Florida, but we're really splitting hairs here, guys. It's a matter of what does Lane want to do and where does he and his family want to be?
Matt Moscona is joining us. He's Locked On LSU Tigers. It's Must Listen, does a fabulous job covering all things LSU. And you guys are kind of the center of the college football universe in some ways right now, because this very high profile coaching search and this fight over Lane Kiffin. And Matt, just taking a step backwards for a second, you said the vibes are good. The Lane Kiffin thing has kind of injected a little life into what has been a tumultuous season. Are we overrating Lane Kiffin just a bit? I mean, he's coming off of three double-digit win seasons at Ole Miss, so I understand that. And Jackson Dart looks good, and Trinidad Shambles looks good. And I get why Lane is hot right now, but he's never won anything. I mean, to get paid more than Kirby Smart, I guess, you know, timing is everything, but are we overvaluing Lane because these high-profile openings are looking to net a big fish?
Yeah, the money part of it, Maggie, is, I would think of it like resetting the quarterback market in the NFL. I mean, Patrick Mahomes should be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He's not, because the market keeps getting reset. That's just the way contracts work, and that it'll always work that way. And I'm sure if Lane becomes the highest paid coach, someone will have an accelerator clause in their contract where they'll make a dollar more than Lane or something like that. But are we overrating Lane is a really good question. What I would say is it's a weird era, because in this last 4 years, it has been transformative in college football. You have not only the advent of the portal 4 years ago, but how it has not only accelerated with collectives and now pivoted again to revenue share. So this has been the most transformative, and then also a 12-team playoff. This has been the most transformative four-year block in the history of this sport. And he's navigated it. The only schools in the SEC over the last 4 years that have won more games than Ole Miss are Georgia and Alabama. And he has shown an ability to win in the toughest league in America consistently in this era, which is going to make him, you know, certainly attractive. And if the standard is winning championships, then the only coaches you'd hire are Dabo, Ryan Day, or Kirby Smart. I don't think any of them are available. So I think if you're LSU or Florida, you're trying to say, all right, how do we minimize risk if we're going to make this investment and not take a real big risk on a coordinator or a first-time head coach or a small school head coach? Look, Florida just hired Billy Napier. They went that route. It didn't work. LSU went for the big fish and Brian Kelly. That didn't work. So I guess it's sort of, you know, mitigating risk, and Lane seems like less of a risk right now.
Matt, say it's not Lane Kiffin, and there's a bunch of other coaches. I'm also curious, too. It's a two-part question. Is the next year's quarterback in play with this decision as well? Because I know, for example, would Kenny Dillingham be in play? Because Sam Leavitt is now reportedly going to be in the transfer portal. Is this all part of the stew of what people in LSU are thinking?
That's a great question. No, keep in mind, LSU's quarterback situation is a mess. I don't want to go too inside baseball here, but Garrett Nussmeier is graduating, and LSU had the number one player in the country committed for a year and a half last year, Bryce Underwood, who at the 11th hour got $12 million but from Michigan in their collective and flipped. So LSU didn't sign a quarterback last year and doesn't have a quarterback committed for this year, and they're losing their senior quarterback. And another scholarship quarterback this week took a leave from the team and may not come back. So they need LSU will, whoever the coach is, will absolutely be signing one or two quarterbacks out of the transfer portal. So Kenny Dillingham, Sam Leavitt package deal would be really attractive. So too would Lane Kiffin, Austin Simmons, potentially. But make no mistake, whoever is the coach, they will be adding at least one or two quarterbacks this portal cycle. I don't know that necessarily is the difference maker in this decision, but Dillingham is a name that I've heard after Kiffin. What I have not been able to get, and you know, hat tip to the folks around LSU that are making this decision, they have been really tight-lipped answering that very question. If not Kiffin, who's next? Because loose lips sink ships. And if you remember what happened 4 years ago, LSU and Southern Cal were both all in on Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley picked Southern Cal. Within 24 hours, LSU had Brian Kelly introduced. So they had their option B ready to roll. And my guess is the same thing is true this go-round. Is that Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri? Is it Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State? Is it John Summerall at Tulane? I think all of those are very real possibilities. But at this point, I don't know who that, you know, 1B is right now.
And it's interesting because we're talking with Matt Moscona from Locked On Tigers, a great LSU pod for both football and for baseball, does it all. But here's the thing. So Lane's the big domino, right, Pearl, that has to fall here. Yep. James Franklin's already off the board, but it didn't seem like he was, I don't know, maybe in the mix for Auburn, something like that, but not for these two jobs. But once Lane signs somewhere or decides, then all the other dominoes can kind of fit into place. And Ole Miss just gave him, he's not calling it an ultimatum. Some people are calling it a deadline to have to tell Ole Miss whether or not he's coming back. They want to know that by Egg Bowl week. Two more quick ones for you, Matt. Is the confidence level high at LSU right now that you're going to get Lane Kiffin over Florida?
I think the feeling is that LSU has surpassed Florida if Lane leaves Ole Miss. I don't know that there is a tremendous amount of confidence that he's going to leave. Now, actions speak louder than words, and he has had a contract extension from Ole Miss on the table for as long. Look how quickly Kurt Cignetti at Indiana signed his extension, or Matt Rule at Nebraska, or Mike Elko this weekend at Texas A&M. If Lane Kiffin were interested and really were pot committed to Ole Miss, he would have signed that extension. Tells you his options are open. But I think his big conflict, Maggie, is he wants to coach his team in the playoff. If the calendar were different and he could make this decision after the playoff, I think there's no doubt he's leaving. But he has to decide, is he going to coach this team in the playoff or is he going to take one of these jobs? And I think that is what's really weighing on him. He wants to have his cake and eat it too. And Ole Miss is not going to let him coach in the playoff. And the point you just made is a really good one, because remember, with James Franklin, like, this is a new world in college football. James Franklin just got, he's been fired and hired in the before the season's over.
Yeah.
It used to be the season ends, first week of November, coaches are fired, or first week of December, coaches are fired, then you go through the hiring cycle. Well, now coaches are getting fired earlier and hired earlier because of the earlier signing period and portal period. So Ole Miss, I don't think Ole Miss is waiting until the Egg Bowl. We may not find out the answer, but just play this out. What if they're interested in John Summerall from Tulane? Well, there's a ton of smoke about John Summerall to Auburn. Well, if Ole Miss is going to be in the mix for a coach, they need to get into the hiring cycle. And they don't want to miss potentially the opportunity to hire the guy they covet because they're waiting and being dragged out by Lane Kiffin. So I don't know that this makes it to the Egg Bowl without at least Ole Miss having an answer from Lane Kiffin on what he's going to do.
All right, Matt, last question for me. Since you're an SEC school, SEC fan, what do you make of the committee kind of ignoring strength of schedule, in my opinion, in Maggie's opinion? If you could tell the schedule makers at LSU some advice, I feel like teams are going to avoid September matchups now because the committee just cannot wrap their head around strength of schedule.
How much time do we have?
30 seconds.
y'all said there's no sense in watching the rankings anymore. I quit watching the playoff ranking show, that awful made-for-TV nonsense with a bunch of self-important goofballs in a hotel ballroom in suburban Dallas debating stupid things like defensive efficiency and game control. Don't care. Give me a real playoff with a power system that is seated, that everyone knows the rules and the standards before the season starts. Those goons in Dallas do no good for college football.
Mic drop. Although I'm sorry, I have to ask you one last tiny question here, Matt. We've taken up a lot of your time, but thank you. So Brian Kelly, now the afterthought, I guess, from LSU, he's suing the school over this $53 million buyout. How ugly is this going to get between Brian Kelly and LSU?
I don't think it ever goes to court. I think LSU was trying to maybe play a game of high leverage chicken here, maybe threatening the possibility of a for-cause firing to eliminate that buyout, hoping to settle for a lesser number. And Kelly's representation said, okay, we'll call your bluff, and they filed a lawsuit. I don't think it ever gets to court. I think ultimately, especially if Brian Kelly wants to coach again, they'll settle.
Matt, can't tell you how much we appreciate your expertise here, boots on the ground, everything LSU. Matt Moscona, gotta listen to Locked On Tigers. It's got it all. It's my must-listen. I'm a subscriber. Thank you, Matt, for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Okay. Lots more to do, including more reaction here to the question, are we overvaluing Lane Kiffin? Matt made a good point, though. He has shown he can navigate this era of college football well.
I mean, whoever comes in after Brian Kelly at LSU, that's a good spot. A lot better than coming in after James Franklin at Penn State. Just to have an authentic accent, and you're already one step ahead of the former coach, to be honest.
Great point. All right, Maggie Perloff Show.
All right, Maggie, it is the busy time of the sports year. We have so many sports going on, and the best way to enjoy it is Prize Picks. Right now, you keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. It's so simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport. We got so much going on now. NHL, NBA, soccer. You pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big.
Okay, how about tonight? Can I interest you in a little Buffalo Bulls football? Home action against the Miami of Ohio Redhawks, Pearl. How about Taquan Robertson, Buffalo's quarterback, 200.5 passing yards. I'm going to go...
Oh, it's Maxion. Go more than that. Come on.
All right. I'll take your advice this time. And then how about pairing this with a little Elijah Saunders? You know him from Maryland, Pearl. 20.5 points, rebounds, assists. Let's go more than as well. It's awesome. Prize Picks, we're obsessed. Come and see what we're talking about because it's so easy to play. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MMP on Prize Picks. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So it's Great Debate Wednesday. We went a little early this week, and we were doing the coolest athlete of all time. And right now, I checked out the poll. It's a two-man battle, old school. My choice of Dr. J versus EJ's choice of Walt Frazier. EJ, you had Walt Frazier, right?
No, it was Bogus.
Bogus. Everyone was fighting over Walt Frazier. But Maggie, to your point, it doesn't seem like anybody cares about how old these athletes are, because all the old school ones are doing well. It just, we all kind of went old school, and everybody's getting pretty close in the poll.
Yeah,
Dr. J, everybody.
Speaking of cool, it's so funny because you played that Tom Jones. Like, it's not unusual. I feel like some of the athletes on our list, like, that was the hit song from the time when they were in their prime. We're talking about cool athletes. And who's the coolest ever?
I was omitted from the poll, by the way, which is egregious work by our EP.
Listen, man, not everybody can be on the poll.
Yeah, I know which spot you could have eliminated.
Who's that?
The skateboarding guy.
I always put Maggie and Perloff in the poll.
Wait, yeah, Maddie, who's your choice here?
Primetime.
Dion.
Oh, yeah.
Dion. Come on, Perloff, off the cuff, real quick. Look at me. Real, who's cooler, Primetime or Tony Hawk? Who's cooler? Quick.
I'm not a Tony Hawk.
All right, cool. So it's Primetime. So I win. I should have been on the poll.
Primetime with the glass. You know, the thing that Primetime has is the glasses and the chain. That's a good visual for this poll.
Okay, how about this? Hold on. I'm not going to do Tony Hawk versus Primetime. I'm just going to ask you this. Is skateboarding cool, yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Skateboarding is definitely cool. Is Tony Hawk considered a cool skateboarder?
Yes.
Is he? Does he have the cool video game? Does Dion have a video game?
You know what? I'm going to change prime time. I'm going to go with Bob Burnquist. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Did you guys ever watch that? There was a couple big skateboarding movies, and they were very clear about how they felt about Tony Hawk.
Well, I don't care about that. I know. I watched what is it? CKY.
Lords of Dogtown and the
all the Camp Killer stuff. Like I watched those two. Tony Hawk is the face of a sport. I don't care what the jackass.
But I feel like skateboarders, like, you should go to jail a couple times. You know, you should be a badass, right? Like, it's a rebel sport. And Tony Hawk is incredible to watch, but he's kind of not exactly a rebel. But as far as athletes, watch somebody do something cool, Tony Hawk. I mean, nothing is cooler than some of those moves. That was unbelievable. Shaun White, I think you could argue, is in the same vein, too.
So I think it's funny that Allen Iverson is losing this poll because he is a cultural icon. So I'm a little surprised by that. Meanwhile, keep them coming. Who is the coolest athlete ever? Joe's in San Francisco. Joe, what do you have?
Ozzie Smith.
Yep.
Old school. Kids don't understand how good Ozzie Smith was. They have no idea.
Man, Ozzie Smith was the best shortstop I seen. Ozzie Smith had a swimming pool in his house the shape of a baseball glove.
Joe.
I've never seen him when he wasn't. He was sharp every time I seen him off the field. So Ozzie Smith was a guy.
I agree with you. Listen, Ozzie Smith, very cool. Joe, thank you for that. I'm just thinking about San Francisco kind of Bay Area athletes who are cool. I mean, Willie Mays is like an icon. Steph Curry, no one picks Steph.
He's not that cool. God.
No. If we're doing the uncoolest athletes, Steph is
why? Because of the shoes?
Everything. Mm. What is cool about Steph Curry?
He has a family, that's not cool.
No, he's a family man.
Not cool.
He's got a family. And
he has one of the worst.
That's not cool.
He had one of the worst shoe lines for any signature athlete. Yeah. He just ditched.
Married his high school sweetheart. Not cool.
No. In a league of cool people, Steph Curry is at the back of the line.
I love him.
I'm a huge fan. Don't get me wrong.
Can I bring up another person, not Bay Area, but another person who has not sniffed the list yet?
Ayesha Curry.
Wilt Chamberlain?
The
7-footer is not cool. I mean, he has to be really cool.
25,000 women would beg to differ.
But by the way, the ability to get action does not define cool. I think you're going by the most notches on the belt.
Well, what do we just say? No, who said before? I didn't even know what groupies existed.
Oh yeah, it was Lou Williams.
Saying that about Allen Iverson, right? And like, I do think being good with women.
Yeah.
Does add to the cool factor.
But like rich guys marry a lot of women and they're not cool.
Lou Williams had two girlfriends at the same time. Hashtag cool.
Well, you know, Lou's probably pretty cool. Left the bubble to go to.
He's booming out of South Gwinnett. You know what I mean?
he left the bubble to go to the
Magic City.
Yeah, Magic City in Atlanta.
I think it should be really, but who is the most fashionable athlete? Like, I keep coming back to fashion.
But that could be a stylist.
Yeah, Allen Iverson, people.
No, because I feel like Allen Iverson was so authentic to himself. He didn't need a stylist. Well, he was just AI.
Okay, so Iverson, Dion, like these guys may have had their own style, but I think athletes today, I think it's a stylist picking out. I think Russell Westbrook, even Westbrook, who's like fashionista guy, I think he gets help.
Yeah, well, that's maybe why we went with the originals.
Yep. Yeah. Joe Namath with the fur coat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 70s styles. Dr. J, there's a picture of him wearing a white suit outside the Great Western Forum. Unbeaten. The 70s were basically, we've been copying 70s fashions for years.
So Walt Clyde Frazier got the nickname Clyde because of the movie Bonnie and Clyde, no? Yes, right.
Really? Actually, I had no idea.
Yeah. And so he was kind of.
Oh, because he wore that hat?
Yeah. Clyde is so original, though. Since then, he's come up with he must have 10,000 suits.
Yeah, I didn't. Isn't there a picture of him in sort of like a fur outfit too that was really famous?
Cow print.
Who needs 25,000 women when you have 10,000 suits?
What would you rather have? Poll question.
10,000 suits.
Have slept with 25,000 women or own 10,000 suits?
Have 10,000 suits easily.
I think
suits
we should
are
all,
a little safer.
As an exercise, we should all come up with our uncoolest big time athlete.
The flip.
Just Tim one. This is obviously very subjective.
Tim Duncan.
Yeah, I think EJ just won.
Wait, who?
Yeah.
Tim Duncan.
EJ's a winner.
Oh, I don't know, dude. He is.
And we wrap up that project.
He's partaking in new Tim Duncan with the dreadlocks, and I feel like Tim Duncan's been partying a little bit. Isn't he like Mr.
Who's following what? New Tim Duncan?
Tim Duncan.
Joey Crawford.
Tim Duncan's in the islands. But Tim Duncan, yeah, okay. That's a good one.
Still teeing him up.
Yeah. The big fundamental.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you want to talk about bad fits. Go look at his fits from like 2000 to 2007. It is egregious.
I think you have to have somebody who's trying to be cool, though.
The man had Birkenstocks on with jean shorts. Give me a break.
What's that say? Who's the guy who was wearing my wardrobe?
Jared Allen.
Yeah, that's very uncool.
Jared Allen and Perloff were literally a who wore best. It was the exact same outfit side by side, down good to player, the shoes.
Though. Side note, favorite quote, lights were too bright. One of my favorite graphics on social media.
Oh, his first playoff appearance with the Cavs, right?
Yeah, against the Knicks. And that famous graphic, the lights were too bright. And now they use it for anything when someone fails in the clutch or...
Oh, I got
shrinks under pressure.
I got another really cool athlete. Really cool. Joakim Noah. Yannick Noah, his dad, is kind of the OG. Married Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Both of them are cool. Yeah.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Was Agassi cool? Agassi was cool.
Agassi was very cool.
Yeah. About Joakim Noah original, is that right. Like he didn't, his game wasn't cool. He had a really funky jump shot. That
some factories.
In. But like you got to play cool, and he was kind of a dirty work guy.
Yeah, he was a grit guy.
Yeah,
Bjorn Borg's on all these lists. He's like top five in every list.
Hey, what's so good about
Bjorn Borg? He's the fashionista tennis superstar.
I'm waiting to hear Dennis Rodman.
Dennis is complicated.
No, but the worm. I mean, you, Carmen Electra. I mean, come on.
Oh, Madonna.
Yeah,
but then he got weird.
The weird's what made it cool. This guy was leaving NBA Finals games to wrestle and be with the NWO. Yeah, go hang out with the NWO. This guy was the man.
Cool,
maybe
but
it was the North Korea.
It's so unusual, though. Such an oddball.
I'm not thinking about the North Korea stuff. I'm thinking about prime Dennis Rodman.
Was not the word. Crazy is the word I think you're looking for.
We're asking for who's the coolest athlete ever. It's our great debate today. We didn't get into wrestlers. We had some phone calls about wrestlers. Stone Cold Steve Austin was one. Ric Flair was another.
I got to walk away from this conversation.
The Rock? Do we think The Rock is cool?
An actor or a wrestler?
The Rock, the wrestler, was really cool. The Rock now.
Jumanji Rock?
Kind of Pearl's point, a little corporate.
You don't like Jumanji Rock?
No.
Listen, guys, everyone needs a paycheck. Like, sheesh.
You don't like Jumanji?
No, he's a Jumanji Rock.
Yeah, Jumanji Rock. That's The Rock's best acting role by far. He's amazing in
Jumanji.
I'm
not talking about his role. I'm talking about like him as being a cool person.
Yeah, he's not playing John Wick. He's playing Jumanji or whatever.
That is a top 10 of all time movie. That Jumanji? The Rock and Kevin Hart. Together as a parent.
By the way, I never want to hear anything about me liking Caddyshack 2 ever again. If he just said Jumanji's a top 10 movie. I never said Caddyshack 2 was a top 10 movie. I just like it.
Robin Williams was in Jumanji?
What?
Robin Williams was in the remake of Jumanji?
Yes, young Manny.
The Rock is going to lay the smack it down on your candy ass.
The Rock and Kevin Hart and Jumanji, I know they did about 40 movies together. It is amazing. They're like Laurel and Hardy.
Can't get more corporate than Kevin Hart and The Rock. Literally, like.
They're unbelievable. It's such a funny movie, though.
But meanwhile, Perloff is killing my choice of Tony Hawk because he sold out.
The Rock and Kevin Hart, coolest people, brought to you by Capital One.
Wow. But let's not say anything bad about Jumanji, though. That's on the Mount Rushmore for me. I've seen it 100 times. Jumanji 2, just as good. Danny DeVito is in that bad boy.
So you're telling me that the 2010s version of Jumanji is better than the one from the 1990s?
Oh, that one was pretty bad, yeah.
What? You got to be kidding me. Robin Williams?
That's terrible.
That was not well thought of.
We're losing the plot now, guys. Yeah. We're talking about who is the coolest athlete of all time.
Robin Williams.
It's not The Rock.
And then we got into athletes, wrestlers, and all of that. Now we're talking about Jumanji. Keep them coming. 888-710-4ISN. You can go vote at Maggie and Pearl on X. Bogues, headlines. What do you got?
Yeah, headlines sponsored by Skechers. Don't forget, watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. Do whatever you want on December 6th. Georgia replacing Alabama in the fourth spot of the new CFP rankings. After the Tide lost to Oklahoma Saturday, Alabama falling all the way to number 10, while those Sooners are now number 8. BYU and Utah in the top 12, but not the bracket, bumped out by group of 5 rep Tulane. And Miami, the highest ranked ACC team this week.
Go Green Wave.
A year ago, Arizona State won the Big 12 and then pushed Texas to overtime in their CFP quarterfinal. This year, the Sun Devils already have 3 losses, and QB Sam Levitt is done for the year with a nagging foot issue. There are now reports that Leavitt is leaning towards the transfer portal, already getting multi-million dollar wink, wink, nod, nods from some major programs. But his dad and his brother, who represent him, are denying those rumors. LeBron James made his season debut last night, becoming the first player ever to reach 23 NBA seasons, 11 points, 12 assists in 30 minutes in the Lakers' 140-126 home win over the Jazz.
I've never missed the beginning of a basketball season. And so, you know, just going through that, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and everything, just testing me and just keeping my head down, you know, with the work, and then keeping my head up with faith. You know, it's gotten me to this point today.
Real touch and go there. It's sciatica.
But really, spiritually?
Like I said, it was real touch and go there.
Amen.
Okay.
LeBron watched Luka post 37 points and 10 helpers in this game. The Pistons won again last night, 120-112 in Atlanta. That's 11 straight, 13-2 overall, their best start since 2005. And the Celtics somehow figured out how to win in Brooklyn.
Derek White, shuttle pass. Hauser steps to his left, launches three. Got it!
One time, big guy. One time, play defense, hit one, going back the other way. Nicely done.
Cedric Maxwell, Sean Grandy, Celtics Radio. Boston, a 113-99 decision over the Nets, who, by the way, are now 0-7 at home this season. Boston's won three straight, which has them over 500 for the first time this season at 8-7. Staying in NYC, Champions Classic at the Garden last night. Number 12, Kentucky, took an 83-66 beating from number 17, Michigan State. The Wildcats have now dropped two of their last three. They've lost 8 of their last 11 against ranked opponents. Head coach Mark Pope getting deep postgame.
We won't fail this season. We just have failed up till today. And we will build an organization where it won't be disrupted every time someone steps in and steps out, because we'll have a team identity, not an individual identity. Until we get there, we're going to really struggle. That's my job. That's why Mitch brought me here. I'm doing it poorly. I won't do it poorly for much longer.
Yikes. And then, speaking of going through it.
Yeah.
They looked awful last night, to be fair.
Well,
I watched
blown
that game.
Out.
Yeah, I bet like the score almost wasn't indicative of just how outclassed they were.
Yeah, they were, 17 down at halftime?
Yeah, at one point they were down like plus 20. It was like they were just getting out-hustled. Guys were wide open. Mental mistakes. I was surprised Mark Pope's team looked that bad.
Did it matter that Arkansas almost lost to Winthrop? Does that make everyone feel a little better that John Calipari almost lost?
It definitely will for Big Blue Nation.
In the nightcap at MSG, Cameron Boozer accidentally put up 18 points and 10 boards as ninth-ranked Duke beat number 24 Kansas 78-66. A baseball trade last night. The Angels sending outfielder Taylor Ward to Baltimore for righty starter Grayson Rodriguez. Ward 61 homers over the last two seasons. And Connor Bedard, not the only young NHL star, with a hat trick last night.
And slide to Celebrini on the right circle. Moves back to the right point. Now Celebrini shoots. Score! Becklund Celebrini just completes the hat trick, and the Sharks win in overtime, 3-2.
Dan Ruzanowski, Sharks Radio, Macklin Celebrini, all the goals in a 3-2 OT win over the Mammoth. Does Pearl remember who Macklin Celebrini's dad is?
I do. It's going to become one of those things they're going to mention on the broadcast, like Jake Ferguson's grandfather's Barry Alvarez. Like, we can't go five minutes without them.
Pearl, really? any idea?
Nope.
Macklin Celebrini? No?
Brian Scalabrini?
Close enough. Did not
Back
make our
to Jumanji.
Coolest, did not make our coolest athletes of all time list, the White Mamba. His father is the trainer for the Warriors, right?
Yeah. And we definitely had like a no way moment. You were deep into it. You were
That's
impressed.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You liked the story like eight months ago. Now not so much. But anyway, all right. So the great debate today, thank you, Bogue, is who is the coolest athlete of all time? Just really fast. I thought there was going to be a homicide on the court last night in L.A., not to make light of this, but when Austin Reeves attempted to throw an alley-oop for Luka Doncic, first of all, no.
High flyer, Luka Doncic.
Secondly, he basically, Keontae George came and broke it up because there's no way that Luka Doncic is getting up for an alley-oop like that on a fast break, and Luka fell into him, and it looked like his knee got displaced for about 30 seconds, and everyone was holding their breath in L.A., and he walked it off. And I thought Austin Reeves was going to be in a body bag somewhere in the valley.
Wait, can skinny Luka dunk now? I actually have
not on a fast break with an alley-oop like that. I don't think.
Yeah, throwing an alley to Luka is ridiculous.
Well, he could just maybe lay it in.
No, I don't think that was going to be possible because it was actually the defender was there.
Okay.
Yeah. No? Okay. And also, speaking of L.A., the Olympics, Pearl, we saw that LeBron James has said he's not going to play L.A. 2028.
Thank God.
I wonder if he's going to be the torchbearer, though.
That makes sense. Well, Shohei? No, Shohei's not American. I forgot. Who's the biggest athlete in the world? Stafford?
And our greatest homegrown athlete, Shohei Ohtani, and his translator.
But why with LeBron, though? Because he's not from L.A. He's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
And
is
he's
it
not
magic?
He's not on the Mount Rushmore Lakers. So if he's 2 or 3 years retired, are you sure?
How about Kendrick Lamar?
Probably would be him anyway.
What about Magic Johnson? Maybe Magic.
Magic. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Sandy Koufax is too old.
I was going to say Kershaw.
Can you do some of it, maybe?
It is a little bit of a handoff thing, right?
Yeah, they do handoffs.
No, but
yeah,
they'll get them all ball. Like yeah. Muhammad Ali and Atlanta.
I think LeBron is a very logical, but Magic and LeBron, I can't think of anything better.
Well,
I mean, Kobe was still with us. Well, Kareem.
Serena and Venus, too.
Oh, Serena and Venus. Serena. Yeah.
You guys bring up baseball players. Is baseball back in the Olympics for 26?
I don't know. We're just talking about famous
28,
LA athletes.
Oh, okay.
By the way, talk about LA figures. It won't be Snoop Dogg because I don't think those lungs can handle the run.
But he's the face of NBC's Olympic
coverage. Yeah, he'll be doing all the coverage, but he won't be running.
It's going to be Magic holding the torch.
I mean, what's better than light the torch?
Behind him.
Yeah, the actual torch.
Lights a joint off it. Sorry, blunt, whatever.
He definitely will.
Rips a bong off of the Olympic torch.
Magic, slow down.
Back to you, Mike Tirico.
That's a good poll. Magic, Kareem, LeBron,
Serena.
You want to do that now or like hold it till closer to 2028?
Now we got time.
Okay. Actually, it's probably more interesting now.
We have a whole winter.
Put Shohei in there. Why not? Put Ipe in there.
Ipe
will definitely vote and gamble on the poll. Okay. 888-710-4ISN. The coolest athlete of all time. That's the great debate today. No one said Magic, by the way. Certainly applies.
That was my plan B because if I felt like EJ, I was stealing Clyde from EJ. So I offered to have Magic. I mean, his name is Magic.
I mean, the one thing that made me not pick Magic was the way that he quit the Lakers was so...
Oh, I thought it was going to be the Twitter post.
No, I love those.
Yeah, AP cool. AP Wire, Magic Johnson.
AP Wire, that's not cool.
Listen,
that's...
they say journalism dead. No way. Check out Magic's Twitter feed. It's all facts there. 888-710-4ISN. Okay, lots more to do, including we have some quarterback injury news for you. It's M&P.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a
half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff show. It's Wednesday, which means we do the great debate. Today we're asking, who's the coolest athlete ever? All of our picks are from 30 years ago or more. We have nobody current. No Joe Burrows didn't make the list. Odell Beckham Jr. didn't make the list. Pearl, Shohei Ohtani.
Jackson Dart.
Yeah, Dart and Scataboo, I feel like, are just kind of a package deal now.
Scataboo. I don't know if he's cool. He's just a head case.
Yeah. Let's go to Louie. He's in Oklahoma. Good morning, Louie. Who's the coolest athlete ever?
Hey, has anybody mentioned MJ, Michael Jordan? How can he not be on there?
Yeah. We all thought about it.
I don't know why I didn't go with MJ. I'm not sure. It has nothing to do with MJ LeBron stuff. MJ is objectively cool.
Yeah, but no, he was never described as cool necessarily because he was sort of in like that goat, you know, like the greatest.
It's like Tom Brady. No one's called about Brady.
Well, Brady's...
Brady, though, is married to a supermodel. I mean, there are some other very cool things about Brady.
Well, I remember Brady was on that GQ list of coolest athletes. I actually remember this, and everyone's like, what? He is the uncoolest guy. In 2011, like, that dude is not cool.
Remember he was dancing at, like, Rio?
Yeah.
At the
Carnival. Cool. Is that what killed him?
Oh, my God. That,
I love Brady, but there's not a cool bone in that guy's body.
I don't know about that, but the other part, think about it though, Louis, we didn't pick, you know, we have not gotten MJ on this list. Brady's not on the list. No one said Gretzky, like some of the greatest ever. Thank you for the phone call. No one even said Joe Montana on this list.
Joe Montana's not cool either. I don't think. I know Joe Cool has nothing to refer to what we're talking about. That just means he's
cool
common
pressure.
Yeah, like Eli Manning in the fourth quarter, and Eli ain't making this list.
No way.
One guy who's a goat.
Gretzky. I mean,
I don't know. But one guy who is the greatest and also cool is Muhammad Ali, obviously.
Yes.
He's too big. He's too cool.
I've always said meeting Muhammad Ali that one time was like meeting a head of state. I can't even cool. It was something. It was on a different level.
Exactly.
Than
like it's a higher level than cool.
You met Cassius Clay?
I did.
Wow.
Yep. How about Joel is in San Jose. I'd not thought of this guy yet. Go ahead, Joel. Who's the coolest athlete ever?
Hey, morning, guys. Definitely, you guys forgot one of the biggest sports in the world, football, English phenom, David Beckham. This guy checks all the boxes for being cool and just an overall great athlete and businessman.
That's Sir David Beckham.
I know.
That is Sir David Beckham. He is knighted. He got knighted. That's insane.
You know, I kind of get the feel. Oh, sorry, Joel. I didn't mean to hang up on you. Great call. I kind of get the feeling that every famous person gets knighted over there. They're handing those things out.
Like it's like the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. Like anyone gets in.
Yes, we don't know what the criteria is. Everyone gets in. We don't know who the voters are.
I'll be honest. First of all, I'm not someone to push just any other thing, but that Beckham documentary is excellent on Netflix. Mm. The whole courting of Victoria Beckham actually made him a little more uncool to me.
Yeah,
because he loves
a lover boy.
Yeah, and he is
by the way. So,
I mean, he nabbed a Spice Girl. It's a big deal.
Yeah, but you think, oh, you nab a Spice Girl, like that's a guy who's like, oh, I got swag or whatever. Like he's kind of like playing off as cool. He was not cool. This guy was driving 6 hours from Manchester to London to see her every weekend.
But
I mean,
did this thing where he shaved his head.
Oh, like
and
crazy,
like set,
crazy.
Changed the entire fashion of the world. And his coach almost like benched him. He was so mad. You got to be rebellious. That's the thing. He was a total rebel early on.
Another story, by the way, Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys, this is not that hard. I think the knighting is like
Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
Sir
Beckham's
key to the city. You know, you're famous. They're giving it to you.
Beckham's pretty high on the list in England. I don't know. We were talking about who lit the torch for who will light the torch in L.A. Beckham was like a big part of the London Olympics. Like he is Mr. England, right?
I know. Well, he probably deserves to be considered on this list. Coolest athletes ever.
Wayne Rooney, not cool.
I think Zlatan is cooler than him.
Mm.
Ibrahimovic.
Zlatan is so cool.
Another greedy guy because his prime was a little short, but definitely really cool in his prime was Ronaldinho.
Oh, Ronaldinho.
I mean, first of all, cool we show the
whole reason why I watch Barcelona.
We should take all soccer players out because they're just, they're very fashionable.
I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo nowadays, yeah. Lionel Messi. I mean, even though they're, you know, 70 years old now and still kicking the ball around, they're still pretty damn cool to me.
Is Mo Salah cool?
That's a question for Stu. For Stu Kovacs.
Yeah.
I don't think he's cool.
Thierry Henry is cool.
Thierry Henry is very cool. Oh, yeah. T.T. Henry is very cool.
Quickly, Mike's in Syracuse. Mike, who's the coolest athlete ever?
Well, you can't be cool if you're not on the ice. This guy made a mullet a fashion statement. And once he finally retires and stops playing hockey, they'll put him in the Hall of Fame. Jaromir Jagr.
Yeah, but, oh, Mike, you're right. Jaromir Jagr, super cool. Sorry, we're up against it. Gotta go. But here's the thing. A mullet in Jagr's era, everyone had a mullet.
That was everybody.
Boomer Esiason made mullets cool. He's right down the hall.
Gosh, I'd like to hear from hockey fans. Who are the coolest hockey players?
What the hell
was
that all
about? It's gotta be Ron Duguay.
Oh, yeah. Of course it's Ron Duguay.
Hank Lundqvist.
Lundqvist is a little different. Ron Duguay was, like, wearing roller skates at Studio 54.
I used to think Paul Kariya was cool. Anaheim Ducks, sick score on the wing. That was my guy back in the day.
Yeah, because you like the movie Mighty Ducks.
Gordon Bombay.
Look at EJ breaking down puck.
All right. Lots more to do, including college football playoff rankings. They suck.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.